This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another podcast of Thoughts Become Things. I am Jeremy Lopez, and hope all you guys are doing great today. I really mean that. I know some of you are still in quarantine, and some of you are out of quarantine, but you know, whether you're in or out, hey, thank God at least it doesn't take our joy. You know, we still maintain our joy, our wholeness, and our completeness, and things don't make me whole and complete, and actions don't make me whole and complete. What makes me whole and complete is knowing who I am in God, and that's what makes me complete, all right? So I hope all you guys are doing great today. Hey, by the way, I wanted to take some time, first of all, to tell you that our brand new book just came out this month. It's called Seers, The Eyes of the Kingdom. And with the book, you get the study guide with it, and it's phenomenal. It's a really big, thick book, but I deal with a lot of power of understanding what prophets are, what seers do, the visual effects they have, the imagination, the images, the imagery within the imagination of that God uses and sort of breathes upon as seers. But the good thing is, you might say to yourself, well, I'm not a prophet, you know, or a seer. Well, guess what? This book is still for you, because I talk about the power to see. Anyone on planet Earth has the power to see. You know, give us eyes to see and ears to hear, the Bible says. And so all of you are going to be trained by this book to be able to pull in your visualization, which basically means, you know, no new age stuff, guys and gals. It just means in pulling in your visualization to be able to see better, to get a stronger clarity of seeing things in the Spirit of God, in the kingdom of God. So that's what these books are all about. I want to encourage each and every one of you to go to the website, order your copy today. The book and the study guide is a combo on the website. So when you order it, you'll get it as a combo, but get it today. You guys would love it. Now, today I want to talk to you guys also about I Am a Leader. I wrote a book a while back that's been a really great big seller for us, and it's called I Am a Leader, because I've realized that when it deals with the law of attraction, attracting things into our lives, we want to be able to be that example. Now think about that for a moment. You know, you might say, you know, well, I'm learning how to create as co-creators in God. I'm learning how to attract by the power of my consciousness, of being able to, you know, clear my mind of the heart, because the Bible says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I'm clearing the mind of my heart to begin to hit the refresh button and start again. And this book is going to help you guys out to be able to start again, because one thing I make clear in this book, if I am a leader, is that everybody on planet Earth is a leader, but you have to choose to move into the call of a leader. Because, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, you're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. It didn't say, you know, some of you are heads while the rest of you are just butts, you know, or tails, because you're not worthy enough, you're not good enough. It means many are called but few are chosen, which means there's a lot of people called, but there's few people that choose the call. And so when you awaken, I wrote in my book, The Awakening Factor, when you awaken in consciousness to the things of the Spirit, you see things differently. You act differently. You talk differently. You walk differently. You'll see things that people don't see about situations. Most people see a situation and they get overwhelmed. What am I going to do with the situation? I don't know how to heal it or fix it. What do I do? A leader knows how to begin to move into the awakening aspects of who they are and see it from the angle of taking a deep breath and masterminding that situation to overcome it, to know what to do. When you feel anxiety and being overwhelmed in a situation, then you're not responding like a true leader. Leaders know how to be able to respond and not react. They know how to awaken, because the awakening factor in us as leaders understands that there's a combination factor to every situation on planet Earth. Everything has a solution to it. And all I've got to do is find the right combination factor to the situation. A combination factor is this: 4 plus 4 equals 8. 7 plus 1 equals 8. 9 minus 1 equals 8. So you see, there's different combination factors to get to each number. And so we have to remember and realize that it's not about, I can't do it this way. Well, if you can't do it this way, no big deal. Find another combination in which you can do it in. And that's what leaders do. Leaders are wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. Leaders are 10 times wiser than the children of this world, not just because they're God's favorite. And that's where people misconstrue things of the scriptures. You know, God loves me enough, he's going to just drop it in my lap. No, dropping things in your lap doesn't make you a leader. Leaders pay a price. Leaders are made from great servants. Leaders know how to handle life, life's journeys, life's expectations, the things that are going to be surprises to you. Leaders know how to deal with it and handle things without being overwhelmed, full of anxiety, you know, begging someone else to take care of it for them, to find the escape route. Leaders are in our blood as humans to be leaders. But you have to choose to be the chosen, to be the leader, and to awaken to that reality. So in the Awakening Factor, I talked about that kind of stuff. And within the book, I Am a Leader, I dive into a lot of things that help you to understand and how to cipher through what leaders do, how you are awakening to your leadership ability. You might say, I'm not a manager, I'm not a CEO, I'm not a principal, I'm not a president, I'm not, you know, the pastor. Doesn't matter. Janitors are leaders, folks, if they choose to be chosen, if they choose the call and the wheel to begin to awaken. And once again, I like to use the word the awakening factor, because awakening, truthfully, is where everything in all creation is found. You know, the Bible says, awakest thou who sleeps and slumbers. When you awaken, for example, that, hey, you know what? I'm a magnet. I can attract things into my life. Then you've awakened to the reality of something other people are still asleep in the light on. When you awaken that I'm a co-creator, that I have a say-so in my life, besides God just articulating it for me and just moving me like a puppet, and, oh God, it's all your will, and I won't do anything because I'm just a stupid old peon, and you just run my life for me. Let me ask you an honest question. Where's life in that? That sounds like, to me, a controlling freak. It sounds like someone who is a control freak and just power hungry. That's what you're trying to make God into being. God is not that person. God is not controlling. God is loving. He's sovereign. He's graceful. In fact, He loves the fact that greater work shall you do, because I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, which means I want you to outdo me. Now, we can't outdo God. We know that. But you know what? Jesus said, you know, greater work shall you do. And so, because I go to the Father. So what He's saying is, I want you to outdo what I did. And it might be because of some people's theology says, because there's more of us than there was just one man. And some people's theology says, that's because, you know, there's more of a power after the cross. Well, the truth is, it doesn't matter, because the Scripture just makes it plain that God wants you to outdo Him by being on this earth, being a co-creator, moving in the realms of glory, moving in your co-creatorship of God, knowing that I have a say-so, I can imagine and think. Therefore, I am. I can begin to picture it, and therefore I manifest. I am because God said I am. Therefore, I can manifest what I so desire in my life. And so the power of leadership is choosing the understanding that I'm awakening to the call that I really am. When you come into your I am-ness, oh, no matter what the next word is after I am what, you will awaken to everything. It's not about a name and claim. Here's where people miss it. It's not about, oh, that's wonderful, I got that revelation, Jeremy, so I'm going to say, I am rich. I'm a billionaire. I am filthy rich. I have a huge mansion. Well, those are people who are just wishful thinkers. They're not reality thinkers in the kingdom. It's not, because it's built on what you perceive the world chooses to see as being abundant. And so what you're saying to say that is, you're not moving by the kingdom standard, you're moving by a worldly, selfish, materialistic gain. Because your mind has already wrapped itself around the fact of the biggest is the best. More money is the best. Because the world says that and sees that. And so what you're doing is, you're proving your manifestation of being materialistic. Versus kingdom thinking as a leader, to know strategically what abundance should look like for you to get you to the place where you need to be. That's what abundance is. My abundance is, give me this day my daily bread. In other words, give me the empowerment I need today, I can feed off of, to begin to be the overcomer and attract the things in my life that I need today, to where when I lay my head down at nighttime to rest tonight, I won't look at my life and say, I wish I could have done that, I wish I could have done that. No, I'm going to lay my head down every night like I do and say, today I attracted this. Today I attracted this new revelation. Today I attracted the things into my life that I needed to attract by becoming the very thing I need to be. It's not about what you're just thinking. It's about becoming it. If you want a car, become the car. You want a new home, become the home. House yourself to where people can come into you and begin to find safety and refuge, and they can find a security blanket of grace, a security blanket of love. You know, be a strong tower the righteous can run into, by the way, like the Scripture talks about with Christ. And then you begin to realize that the revelation is not outside of you. The revelation is in you trying to become you. Because you can only attract that in which you become, that in which you are, not what you just think. Oh, you can imagine the people I talk to in life coaching. Oh, I have this vision. I'm going to become a billionaire. Have you ever handled at least $1 million? Not at all. I'm still barely scraping to get by every day. And I'm like, and a part of me and my insides want to roll my eyes and say, oh, such ignorance in this world, such ignorance in the church. Because that's not reality of the kingdom. You know, first of all, why would God want to make a billionaire when you haven't even mastered the small things of being a thousandaire or a hundredaire? There's people still struggling for that. And you think God's going to give you billions of dollars? Billions, not even millions, guys. Billions of dollars. No, God doesn't work on that scale. When you're faithful to small things and you prosper and grow to that level, then God will make you prosper and rule over many things. Billionaire should not even be on your agenda to be, folks. I mean, you might say, well, that sounds negative. No, it's not being negative. It's reality. Billionaire should not even be on your mind. Making a lot of money should be first thoughts for you to be able to know how to handle things. Then you move into the revelation of becoming and feeling out what it means to feel like the thousandaires do. And then you get a feel of what the millionaires feel. And when you move into that feeling and that grace and then you start matching your life to be that. Think about that, folks. You know, people say, I'm going to be a billionaire. But yet their yard's dirty. They haven't cut their grass. They have a beaten up car outside. They're sitting on their lawn because they're too lazy to have somebody to, you know, tow it away or get rid of it. You know, you can't even take care of your sheets on your bed. You know, think about this. A person who just is lazy, here's where leadership comes into play. A person who's just lazy because they don't want to wash their sheets to keep them clean every couple of weeks is a lazy person. God doesn't give riches to lazy people. God doesn't give riches to people who think, I can't wait to be a billionaire. God promised I'm going to be one because I'm going to go and play golf every day, or I'm going to give all my money away to some missions work. Then God is still not going to be able to bless you and give you the money that you think you had a vision on. If you think for a moment that God is going to give you billions of dollars when you can't even keep your house clean, you can't even take care of small electronics because you're too busy waiting on big electronics to come to you, you can't even fathom the fact of what it looks like and feels like to wear something of great, a dress maybe worth thousands of dollars, when you can't even take care of the shirt you're getting from Guess or Gap or Banana Republic. I mean, come on, folks. You know, you have to understand the kingdom operation operates out of protocol of going from small-minded thinking to big-minded thinking, and then becoming that and seeing your body transform. The caterpillar doesn't keep the same shape as the caterpillar when it becomes a butterfly. It metamorphosizes, and its look and feel is totally different. If you put a caterpillar beside a butterfly, they don't even look the same, and yet they come from the same DNA. Because it's letting you know that you've got to begin to become the thing that you truly believe God has put in your heart. And then you treat everything of great value in you. Everything of great value comes out of you. It comes to other people's things and your things. If a person can't take care of something they've borrowed from someone else's, you know, someone else, and yet they're all, you know, no offense, but backwards thinking, you know, God's given me a vision, I'm going to be a billionaire. And then all of a sudden they can't even take care of a lawnmower their neighbor let them borrow. You think God's going to entrust you with billions of dollars of the kingdom of God? Absolutely not. So when people tell me that kind of stuff, I look at them and I say, well, that sounds good, but part of my inside says it'll never happen for you. Not because I'm being negative or trying to block them or curse them. No, it's reality because their hearts have not aligned and adjusted to know what that's supposed to mean for them, much as what it's supposed to look like. And knowing also how to articulate the true voice of the authentic God that's trying to tell you, that's not me talking to you. I'm more concerned with the heart and building up what abundance should be for you versus what you look at as multi-billionaires like Bill Gates, everything else, and comparing that in your life and say, God's going to give me that, what they have. No, he's not either. And so you have to be able to think kingdom logic and notice how God moves you up. I remember way before I had money, for lack of better words, I remember thinking on the scale of saving my money. I remember, you know, lending people money when they needed it because I loved them. I remember taking care of everything I had. When I had hardly nothing in my life, you would have thought I had everything because I dressed like I was worth $1 million at the time, you know, when I didn't have it. I treated everything I owned clean. I polished things up. Literally, I polished things up, you know, that needed to be polished up. I cleaned things. I kept stuff clean. I took care of things as if it was valuable because I knew a part of me, there was a rich feeling inside the air, you know, around me that was telling me where I'm headed. And so I needed to learn to take care and become that part then. That's what calling those things to be not as though it were, because they don't exist yet. But you have to call it in and act like it already does and become that manifestation before it manifests out of you. Let me explain this to you. This is where people miss it, okay? I'm going to tell you the honest truth. When it deals with manifestation, you have to remember, it doesn't manifest from the sky. It doesn't fall down from the sky because you thought it in your brain and it falls out from somewhere else, okay? I'm going to be very honest with you guys on this podcast. Everything of manifestation comes from within you, not from without you. And what that means to you is, it means that when you think it to the point where you're, you know, people say you pray hard. Well, you think hard in your heart to where that virus, for lack of better words, of that thought infiltrates your entire body and all your organs feel the power of acceleration, feel the power of that visual that you become because you know it's what God truly put in your heart to be, and you can't help but think it, live it, breathe it, smell it, act it, and to where you can look at your hand and see the power of the manifestation already being held in your hand and you've already become that thing, then you have to realize the manifestation doesn't fall from the heavens. It comes out of you. You're going to track things into you and to you. If I be lifted up, I will draw them into me, which means he's letting you know you draw it from to yourself because you think it and you become that thing. That's all. So things don't fall from the sky, folks. It comes out of you. So if you haven't manifested yourself to be that, how on earth, what's going to come out of you? Nothing's going to come out of you to manifest if you don't become that reality of what you're trying to bring in birth forth. So leaders have to understand that what this looks like and awaken to that reality to where they can be that thing to someone else, go the extra mile for somebody else, teach other people, be the example. You know, one thing Gandhi said that was so powerful, which we can back it up even biblically in so many different scriptures if we put them all together, and that is, be the change you want to see in the earth. You got to become it before it manifests in your reality, before you or anyone else. So I want to encourage every one of you. I talk about in my book, I Am a Leader, I talk about everything from the limiting, how to get out of limited beliefs, how to test your reality. I talk about being in the stagnant place, how to get out of your stagnicity. I talk about the powerful perception that God has given you. I go into denial. How the power of denial plays a role in your life, folks. The purpose of detachment. So many of us are still detached to things. Even we judge our outcome. We detach our stuff to the outcome and we sabotage it because God can't change it because you're already attached to an outcome. You've already set in motion what it's going to look like. And you don't allow the unlimitedness to come in because your detachment is already detaching to the limitation. And yet you're not thinking the same way. So you're double-minded. Unstable in all your ways. I also talk about in the book, expanding your horizon, moving beyond survival mode, my favorite, the new normal, one of my big time favorites in chapter that I love in that one. And then I put some closing thoughts that will help you guys out. So I want to encourage every one of you, please go to identitynetwork.net. And when you do, just put in, I am a leader. I am a leader, and you'll pull it up automatically in the search engine, and I want you guys to either download the ebook or order the book today. If you order the book, I Am a Leader, I will make sure I'll autograph it for you personally, and then I'll get my staff to mail it to you the same day, which is today. So go right now to the website, ebook or book, and download I Am a Leader. I Am a Leader. Four words, I Am a Leader. Get the book today. It will shift your consciousness. It'll awaken the leader you've always been destined to be, but yet you're not moving in it yet. And it'll release the action of the leader because you're going to awaken to the reality of being chose. You're choosing to be chosen to be the leader. And then the action comes out, and then the manifestation of the air or the armor of your leadership comes out of you, and people will see it, and you'll lead. So order that today. I Am a Leader, book or ebook from identitynetwork.net. All right, you guys have a blessed day today. And by the way, thank you again for tuning into the podcast. It means a lot to us. If you have not gotten on my Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club, You are missing it. Get today on the Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club. Sign up for it. It's a one-time charge of $15 a month. You get the book sent to you before anyone else does to your mailbox. Free shipping in the continental USA. Personally autographed from me. Free ebook of that book as well coming to your email, which is another $10.99 value free. You get a lot of stuff for it. Plus, every 2 or 3 months, we have a workbook or study guide out with it, which is equivalent to the book. And you and those on the program get that absolutely free as well. To other people, have to purchase it. That's another $12.99 value. So get on the Hot Off the Press Monthly Book Club today. You will regret it if you don't, folks, because I get a lot of revelatory stuff, and I pour it into that month of that book. Whatever God gives me that month, I release it that month into the book so people can read it and move out and shift their life to a place of creating and thriving and not surviving, begging God to give them a crumb. So today, as we close, don't forget to think about what you want, manifest your day, manifest your week, become what you want, and watch thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth in your atmosphere as it is in heaven. God bless.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.